The Lafayette Ramblers boys basketball team will have the opportunity to play on one of basketball's biggest stages this season. The Ramblers will take on Northwest on December 26th at State Farm Arena in Atlanta, home of the NBA's Atlanta Hawks. The game time and ticket information have yet to be announced. We'll have more information on the matchup when it's available. The Walker County Data Center Development Standards Study Committee will hold its first meeting today. County officials begin the process of reviewing possible regulations for future data center developments. The meeting is set for 3 o'clock today at the Walker County Civic Center in Rock Spring. The committee will review county zoning regulations and consider potential standards involving setbacks, buffers, noise, lighting, environmental impacts, and compatibility with surrounding properties. The committee is expected to meet every other Thursday at 3 at the Civic Center. All the meetings are open to the public. The Outpost will continue its speaker series tonight with a presentation from the Georgia Department of Natural Resources on the state of wildlife and natural resources in the region. The State of the Wild presentation will be held at the Mars Theater. Doors will open at 5:30. Program begins at 6. The presentation will cover regional wildlife management areas, local wildlife populations, and efforts to protect natural resources. There will also be an opportunity to ask questions of Georgia DNR personnel. The event is free and it's open to all ages. Stay with us. We've got more news after this. Walker County will be the first stop Friday for Congressman Clay Fuller's new County Connections Constituent Services Program. Fuller's staff will be at the Walker County Civic Center in Rock Spring from 9 a.m. until noon tomorrow to help residents with federal agencies, casework, and other concerns. The program is designed to bring congressional services directly to the counties without a field office. Chattooga County Schools will release students early today and tomorrow. It's an effort to help clear the traffic around Somerville Middle School ahead of the Chattooga County Fair. Students will be dismissed at 1:30 today and tomorrow. Lunch will be served as usual before dismissal, and all after-school activities and programs will continue as scheduled. Parents with questions need to contact the child's school. Details on all of these stories on our website at discoverwalker.com. I'm Chris Goforth, Georgia 93.7 and Lafayette's own AM 1590 WQCH.